This week we're looking at the many forms of rhythm in our lives. Today, dance, specifically the waltz. Its familiar 1-2-3, 1-2-3 conjures images of ballrooms and formal dresses. But in fact, the waltz has racy roots, as NPR's Anastasia Siulkas reports.
Some people will tell you that the waltz isn't just a dance. It caused a social revolution when it first became popular in Vienna, Austria, in the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
You must understand that it was one of the first dances where dancers were allowed to come closer.
That's Edward Strauss.
Man could hold the lady and squeeze the lady and bring her near to, the man wants the lady to be, and it was just very erotic.
Strauss should know about the power of the waltz. He's the chairman of the Vienna Institute for Strauss Research. You could even say that the waltz is Edward Strauss's family business.
Yes, we have Johann Strauss the father, and he had three sons, Johann II, the very famous Johann Strauss, Blue Danube, Fledermaus, and all this. The second son was Joseph, and the third son was Eduard. And the third son, Eduard, is my great-grandfather.
And he composed waltzes too. After it swept Vienna in the early 19th century, this long, quick, quick rhythm seized the imagination of musicians and dancers around the world. Tchaikovsky loved it in Russia. It even made its way to the New World, to places like Louisiana. And across Latin America.
Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero.
Once you start listening for the waltz rhythm, you start to hear it absolutely everywhere. Is still very much a part of our pop consciousness.
Oh, 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 I
the Bruno Mars waltz, If I Knew, was featured in the semifinals of the wildly popular show Dancing with the Stars. Choreographer and dancer Bruno Tognoli is one of the show's judges, and he says it's no surprise why this form has had such staying power.
It sweeps your way, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful dance. You know, to require that control that gives you that incredible weightless gliding quality, the rise and fall sway, it demands an incredible control. But I think when you look at it, it seems easy, but it is very deceptive. It demands the highest level of technical control because making something look easy is so hard.
Tognoli says the waltz's insistent pattern, the one of that 1-2-3, still presents a challenge. You don't want to thud down on that downbeat.
You can never make it look heavy. It's like a breath. You have to use the breath of the music, never go down on the music. We know there are this moment of stillness in the bar, at the end of the bar, when you almost feel like you're getting to the last beat and you hold it for a second or a millisecond before you take the next beat. That's what makes it so magical.
Regardless of whether a waltz was written 150 years ago or just last year, Edward Strauss says there's one thing that we have to remember.
Nowadays, one tend to forget that this music basically was written to be danced to. Dance music.
So the next time you hear that long, quick, quick, get out there and kick up your heels. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
I was dancing.